In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, Jim Pete, you had a night off in Oklahoma City. Were you clubbing? And at the peak of your dance skills, 0 to 10, what kind of dancer were you?
No clubbing. I think the most confident Jim Pete dancing era was Houston Rockets.
Sure.
84 to 88.
Were you doing the cowboy a lot? The lasso?
No, the
sprinkler.
The Houston. I don't know. I might have been the guy, like, you know, doing the running man or something. I don't know. Who knows? I did the 10-2. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes they keep it just jumping. Yeah. Just 10-2.
Hitch. Is that a hitch?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All the hitch dance. I wasn't doing the Q-tip, and I wasn't doing the sprinkler. I wasn't doing, like, you know.
Okay.
I think in order for me to dance right now, I think I'd need to be, like, to be the old guy in the club. Like, there was a guy, and I'm not going to say his name, because he could be listening. He's a St. Louis Park guy.
Skip Kruger.
He wasn't that much older than me, but he was probably 5 or 6 years older than me. So when I was like 24 or 5, you know, and he was like 30 in the club, like I was like, that guy's sad. Like, don't be the old guy in the club.
That's pretty tight. He's 30? I mean,
well, I'm just saying, when you're 25, someone who's 30, like, you know, it's just sad. And so in order for me to dance now at 63, I'd need to be like at a splav in Belgrade, Serbia. You know, I need to be.
I'm willing to send you there. If you'll do the Q-tip for me. I need to see in Belgrade. That'd be very good. Oh, now we also, we'll get to the Wolves in a second. You also were reaching out yesterday on show recommendations. And the one I reminded myself of is Adolescence. Okay. Mm. It is extraordinarily powerful. It is this family. And right away, Jim, this stunning event happens, like, extraordinarily early. And it talks about the parents with two children and what they did and didn't know about one of the children. And this kid's performance, Jim, is amazing. So it's not a lark. Like, it's not, hey, let's yuck it up. It is powerful. So if you want to go, did you start any of the shows? Or?
No, I tried watching Silo. A friend of mine told me to watch Silo. I don't know if you're familiar with the Silo.
Yep.
Concept
a little bit.
I just got through. I'm not really a show guy. I know you and Jeff Municki and like the people that are in some of these text threads that were in Mune is like his ultimate show guy. Like,
yeah.
I still haven't gotten through, you know, Breaking Bad. I haven't gotten through Sopranos.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm my attention span right now. I can do TikTok, and if you're asking me to watch if you're asking me to watch 45 to 50 minute episodes time after time, I can binge watch, but it's got to be good. Grady talked about this. We were doing a game against the Knicks, and we're sitting there, and during the game, as it started, you know, Ben Stiller is the guy that that has been directing Severance.
Yes.
And
wow.
He's a
really good.
He's a
diehard. He's been there for a while.
He's a diehard Knicks fan. And so he brought the cast, the main four cast of characters of Severance, and they came and sat courtside with him. And Grady was going nuts. Grady does not fanboy about a lot of stuff. But he was fanboying these people, and I had no idea what Severance was. I was like, I got no idea. But I said, if you're going this crazy about it, I think I need to watch it. So I did.
You better concentrate when you're watching Severance. There's no TikTok.
You better.
Okay.
No Tika
reviewing the day while you're watching Severance.
No. You got to pay attention. I ended up having to go into chat boards to figure out what the heck was going on.
Yes.
And so, like, when you go into the chat boards, it makes the show much more enjoyable, because what you think is stupid and uninteresting and what the hell is going on becomes way more interesting when you realize how deep all this stuff goes. I mean, I don't know to what degree you've studied it, but Severance is a genius kind of thing. It some parts of it are stupid, but there's more to be mined on the internet by checking it out. So anyway, I suggest Severance to people.
Yeah, it's really good. Let's do this. Let's pause, come back, and let's just do a long segment on the Wolves. And here's your opening question. Okay. What part of Tuesday's decisive loss concerns you most for the rest of the series? Because sometimes games are just one-off and two or three things happen, and by the time you get to game four, you're like, that was just a one game. And other times, by the time you get to game four, okay, that's just a clear-cut advantage for the team dominating this series. He is the best in the business. I don't care if it's another station. He's working with Alan Horton, Jim Pete. They're calling the game on a station I used to work for, The Fan. Check it out. By the way, equal opportunity, Mike Breen, lead voice, ESPN, ABC, on this show tomorrow. So you get a little Mike Breen tonight on TV. Or you get Alan and Jim Pete. Get Pete today and Mike Breen tomorrow here on CCO.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Right back. With Jim Peterson here, it's 20 past two. Thunder, clear-cut, the best team in the regular season. They lead the Wolves 1-0 in Oklahoma City tonight, then back at Target Center. Jim has 50 tickets to each game. You'll just have to find him. And he has, I think, 10 are courtside. So just find him when he gets back to town. Saturday night, Monday night, I will wander over to harass the two of you Monday night when I head over to the game. Okay. What part of the Thunder's eventual, well, let's just say this, I mean, 70-40, that's a pretty good run. That's a pretty good run of domination. That's how they finished up. What part of that game gives you the most pause about the Wolves winning the series?
Being able to score. It's been it's been my biggest thing, like, during this whole playoff run, like, is just consistently being able to have efficient offense where, and that's the reason why we've won these two series is because we've won all these miscellaneous points battles. You know, like, you know, when you look at stat sheet, Chad, I mean, you know, one of the first things you look at is, okay, how many threes did we make?
Yep.
What was the 3-point differential? How did we do second chance points wise? Did they beat us up on the glass? That's an important thing. It's the free throwing numbers. Did we get up free throwed or not? These are the things that I look at in a stat sheet every time out. I'm looking at, you know, point totals, like how we're, you know, doing, who's not scoring, who's not carrying the load. Obviously Julius in the second half, they took him out of the game after having a great first half. But
what do you think happened there? Can I just stop there? What changed? Because he was fantastic in the first, just a continuation of his brilliant play.
They put Lou Dort on him. They switched their matchups. They put Lou Dort on him. You know, it's like you can always tell back in the day, like, you know, you could always tell who Cleveland feared the most, like whoever they put LeBron on. Remember, like they, yep, like you, whoever you put Kobe on, whoever you, you know, whoever we put Jaden McDaniels on.
Fair.
You know, it's like that's so when they put Lou Dort on Julius and they paid more attention to him too. They were closing out to him faster. I think that some of that, because, you know, they're afraid of him putting the ball on the deck. But, you know, it's like I told Alan Horton this before, and I was talking about this to other people too. Is like the thing you can't do against OKC, you can't turn your back to your defender. If you start backing people down, it's just you're just asking for someone that's not in your peripheral vision to come from behind to poke it away. And so when Ant does it, when Julius does it, when Nas does it, it just and all three of those guys, they get advantages, right? By backing people down and trying to take them into a bully ball kind of situation. But that's the strength that's going to probably be taken away from Julius, unless he's in a complete ISO situation if they clear out a side. But even then, they're bringing loading up on him, bringing people over to come poke at the basketball. So what's he going to do? I mean, like, so he turned it over a bunch. I mean, the turnover battle was like we just got blown away in that, mm-hmm, in that regard, and it just changed the game. So
Julius had five and had four.
Yeah,
these are your two,
yeah,
lead guys. They you're just not going to win against this quality team if your two lead guys have nine turnovers. It's over.
And then also if your bench, who you really depend on, if they go five of 29 from three, I mean, like, that's also not going to work too. So you got to be able to make shots, and like Nikhil hasn't made shots like all playoffs.
Dante
has not made shots all playoffs. Nas has, but you know, there have been games where Nas hasn't, mm-hmm, and so he didn't in this particular game. So these scoring droughts, and then if Mike doesn't give you anything, it's Chad, all those
Rudy
games
gave him nothing,
where Mike, if Mike gets a zero and Nikhil gets you zero, and that happened twice before this series. The two times it happened, the one time in the Laker game and Lakers series, and one time in Golden State series, when Mike went 0-for and Nikhil went 0-for, we lost both those games. And so when the breath of fresh air, I think some of this is contagious. You know how it goes, Chad, when guys start going 1-of-2 from the free throw line, and then everybody starts going 1-of-2, and all of a sudden you've missed 10 free throws in a game. It's contagious. And I still think that making threes, like when we started hot, you know, the fact that Mike didn't make a shot, like he smoked a couple layups, like, yeah, you know, that he kind of sped up. Like, that's the thing that OKC does to you, is they speed you up. And so.
So I want to jump in on that, because I think that's a huge part. Because I just looked up the numbers again. The Wolves were 11 for 39 in what are classified open shots. Nobody within 6 feet of you. But as you know from calling it, and I saw from watching it, and both of us watch Oklahoma City a lot, maybe you're open, but it's at Oak City's pace. Man, they, you know, we talk so often about Joker and how brilliant he is, and he never gets sped up. Oklahoma City speeds up almost everybody. So, yeah, there were some open shots, and there were plenty of those shots that these guys have to make, including the three. Because I know Nas has had some good moments in this playoff, certainly better than Walker and DiVincenzo, but he still has been inconsistent. But the open shot, when it's in your rhythm, is so much different from just watching basketball forever to it's more frenetic and it's coming at you. I feel like if it's in rhythm, just from watching the game, you almost have an idea that's going in versus it's balls moving around but not in the normal rhythm. You're like, nah, that guy's been missing all along. He's going to miss again. And guess what? It happened.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Nas has not scored in double figures. It's been four games that he's been a single-digit scorer.
That's a lot.
And he's only scored in this entire playoff. He's only scored in double figures five times. And he was the best in that first game. You know, the first game against the Lakers, he had 23 in that game. And then one of the losses against Golden State, he had 19. Those are his two highest scoring nights in the playoffs so far. And so this is where they say we've not played our best basketball, and we still have only lost three games in this playoff run. So that's why you're giving this team, are we going to catch fire? Because we haven't even played great, and certainly the bench has not been as vital as they've been during the regular season. The bench was the biggest reason why we were good, one of them anyway.
Well, it's such a good point, right? First, the bench is not coming through. Those three guys just have not come close. You nailed it. And then I keep wrestling on this because – you're 100% right. When they played the 10 games against the Lakers and the Warriors, so that's 40 quarters. How many of those quarters do you think, just from calling them, TV and radio, the Wolves played their A game in a quarter? Six, seven, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They were playing one team that turned out dramatically overrated, the Lakers. One team, or yes, I still think they beat him, but I'm not convinced, but I still do. But they lost their best player. They lost a guy who might be as valuable to his team as anybody in the league, and that happens. There's good fortune. But a part of me thinks, well, if they lose decisively tonight, what do we have to say about how many games they've played now without having a normal, you never play a perfect game, you never play the A-plus game. But this team has played a lot of A games. If they don't do it tonight, that's 12 games. And you're like, when is that going to happen? Or maybe is it going to happen?
I think it is going to happen. I always believe, this is where, how hard this is, because you want to be impartial. When you ask me what I really think about something, if it's a gun to my head and actually made me put money up on a bet.
I used to do that during the broadcast, too, Dave. You didn't realize I had a gun, and I put a gun to Jim Sadner and say, okay, now the truth, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, because I'm a fan.
I agree.
I'm a fan, but I've got to be. And so one of the things that people appreciate about my ability to call a game is that I've been just as critical about the Wolves as I've been positive.
Unlike a lot of people in town.
Right. And so... But so, at the end of the day, I'm also a fan of this particular team and this particular makeup, this particular coaching staff, and I have a belief that they'll figure it out, that they'll get it done. So I'm at the end of the day, I'm thinking that they're going to do it. Dante's too good, Nikhil's too good, and Nas is too good to not come through at some point. So I just saying, I think they have to tonight. You can't go down 2-0.
Do you think it's over if they go down 2-0?
I don't think it's over, but I don't think it is, because then you go back and you can go back home and you got to obviously protect your home court. But I think
game three would be.
I think they can do that, but it would be real. It would be much easier to win this series if you won tonight.
Here's another one. I'll let you go on this. It got altered a little bit late, but at one point we were texting about this. 46-14 points in the paint. Get out of here. That's horrid.
We were up by four at halftime, though.
Yeah.
As bad as we played.
That's it.
I think the one thing that they can't do is they can't get caught up in the officiating and the
we got to talk
the fouling.
About that. Yeah.
You've got to just let that go, because Shea has been refereed. So you have to let that part of it go and not get too caught up in that, because then if you let the defense affect your offense or vice versa, because that's what happens a lot of times with this team, is when they're missing shots, their offense affects their defense. And that's really a tried and true thing. You see that all the time with guys, especially guys that don't care that much about defense. If their shot's not going, they really let go of the rope defensively.
Yeah, listen, he's a great, great, great player, and the refs did not cost the Wolves a game. Let's be clear about that. But there are it wasn't
like demoralizing. It's demoralizing.
It's just bad for the league. It just is. And he's a great player. I think it's bad for him too when it's Anismith, I'm down. And then you watch the replay. No, you just went down on your own. And I thought they mainly were okay with it. I worry tonight if it's tight and he gets a couple of those calls, if they're going to handle it the right way, especially number five. Okay, he's got to calm down, not throw the ball, not swear. Okay, how was he? Did you go to practice yesterday? Did you take a break?
I played 36 yesterday.
Yeah, okay. How'd you play?
Good. I played well.
Oh. Well, if I did that in the playoffs, I would have got yelled at by Whitman and Ceasty, you know.
I'm never going to say I figured something out, but I don't know. I don't know what I've done.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea.
Wait a sec, Dave Arrigan.
No, I did.
Are
not,
you
I
not, headed to Colonial?
I have not figured anything out. I know nothing.
Yeah. I thought Ant was 80% in the second half moving. I wondered if that one lingered a little longer.
Maybe. He's a super healer, so he's not going to use it as an excuse. You know what he's got to do though, Chad? He's got to be able to make shots. Like if they're going to play run pick and roll, and he's going to come off ball screen actions. If they're drop back at all, he's got to be able to
right away
3-point shots
right away.
And he's got to finish at the rim because he's been a terrible finisher in this. That's the other thing too about these playoffs.
He hasn't been great at the rim.
Mm-mm. He's not been great at the rim. That finished and we still won games. So I don't know. It's just.
Was this course, let's get to the more important, was this course in Muni? Would I have turned my car around in this course?
Oh, you would have really turned your car around today, the one I played today on. Oh,
yeah.
No, yesterday you would have played at the place I played, Lincoln Park. It's great. You would
nice.
Have played it. It's good.
Very good. All right. Yeah. I'll be listening tonight. Fly home safe, and I'll reach out to you tomorrow.
Okay, but yep.
Jim P. here on CCO. You want to talk Aquarius?
What are you drinking when you get home?
Vodka.
And?
Gin.
And?
Water.
Thank you.
Yeah. Aquarius. I have it. If Aquarius says today, we're going back to just Dave Lee, I hope they don't. But I'm not changing anything at my house or when I'm moving because Aquarius is already set up at the next place. I've been tied just in my own life to Aquarius and Connecticut since the first house I bought in the 90s. And I knew of them. My father had them. I heard about Aquarius and Connecticut on this station, and they live up to it every time. They are the best in the business. I love how Aquarius says, earning the right to be recommended. I agree. I'm not coming on here and going to tout a product if I'm dubious of it. I drink this every day. I drink a fair amount of water. I should drink more. All of us should drink more water. Do you want to have any uncertainty at your house about the quality of your water? You don't. They'll come out and test your water, by the way. They'll come do that. But I want to have, and I have it, the great drinking water system. I want to have the water softener. And with all the issues we have in life, I want the best water in the business. You can have the same. Just go online. Tell me you heard the spot from me. AquariusHomeServices.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.